Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a survey on state and national issues. We would like to include your response. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in the state of Maryland? Can you be so kind? Share your opinion.
What kind of survey are you doing?
This is in regards to the upcoming elections in the state of Maryland and some issues that affect the state. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in the state of Maryland?
I'm going to be independent.
But as of right now, are you registered to vote as independent or as a Republican?
No, Republican, but I can change it at any time.
No, I understand, sir. But how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for the year in a couple of weeks? Definitely? Definitely?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless I get run over by a streetcar.
I hope not, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, can you please tell me whether you recognize the person, and if you do, whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual? The first one is Grace Chafee. Do you recognize the name? Okay. Larry Hogan, do you have a favorable or unfavorable?
I know Larry. Met him.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion?
I'm questionable with him.
Neutral? Okay. Yeah. How about Robin Ficker? Do you recognize the name?
Yeah, I recognize the name. I don't know. I have to study him a little bit.
Somewhat unfavorable or somewhat favorable? How should I record your answer?
I'm neutral at this point.
Okay. How about Donald Trump? Favorable or unfavorable or neutral?
Oh, well.
Somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
I'm unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
I'm sorry, what now?
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable? How should I record your answer?
Who are you talking about, Trump?
Trump, yes.
Well, I could look at the two choices. What would you do?
Oh, very favorable or somewhat favorable? What's your opinion?
I'm somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Understand. How old are you?
I'm 57, sir. Now,
you've been around a while, then.
Just like you, it's a pleasure talking to you, sir. Believe me, sir. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, from who would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
I don't know at this point. I've got to study. Take a look at a harder look at them.
I know you have to do more research on this matter, and that's very smart.
I was told a long time ago, I'll be 77 this year. I was told a long time ago by my dad. He said, there's three people in this world you do not trust. I said, who's that, Dad? He said, car salesmen, real estate people, and politicians. They just seem lie to you as look at you, and you know it's all come true. Now, I like buying new cars occasionally, and I love dealing with them people. I wear them out. Politicians are a little hard to wear out because you can't get to them. Real estate people, it's come true with real estate people. We cannot trust them.
The real estate, yeah. Now, sir, but just for the sake of a research, if you have to decide today, I know you're going to have to do more research, but if you have to decide today, will you be voting for Ficker, Mr. Ficker, Robin, or Mr. Hogan? Or Chafee, or someone else?
I've met Hogan. Seems like a pretty nice guy. But I'd probably vote for Hogan.
Okay. Now, sir, do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Ukraine? Do you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Ukraine that's fighting Russia, or Russia's fighting them?
Do you support the aid the U.S. giving it to them? Strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I kind of oppose that at this point.
So how should I record your answer so we can move right along? Somewhat support or strongly support?
What's them options again?
Strongly support the Ukraine aid, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I kind of oppose it. It's just, you got to remember, how many trillions of dollars we're in debt? We're printing more money. it's crazy.
How should I record your answer? So much support?
I don't support it at this point. I did it first, but I don't now.
Okay. So how should I record? Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I oppose it.
Strongly or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience, sir. Do you support or oppose the USA to Israel? Do you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat supported. I'd have to study that even more.
Yeah, it's more complicated. Now, sir, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you personally? Is the issue of being a candidate who supports Donald Trump a very important issue to you? Somewhat support, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important issue? When you are deciding who to vote for?
Somewhat as an important issue.
Somewhat important, okay. How about the issue of energy independence for this country when it comes for you?
We're really screwed
very,
there.
Very important. Somewhat? Or not too, or not at all?
No, I want to be energy. Well, give me them options again.
How important is the issue of energy independence for this country when it comes?
Very, very important.
Very important. How about the issue of economy, like inflation, family budget, and debt? Is that issue very important?
Very, very important.
How about the issue of job creation and economy development? Very somewhat, not too, or not at all important to you when it comes to decide who you're going to vote? Very.
Very important to me, but you know, you're dealing with politicians, so they can say anything.
How about the issue?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
The issue of securing and protecting our southern border when it comes, when you are deciding who to vote for. Is that issue very important? Somewhat?
That's very important, but it's a little too late now.
Understood?
You have to remember now, the very people that forced us to take shots because of COVID and made a mandate to, if you don't take it, you're going to be fired. I know people get fired from their jobs because they wouldn't take it. This is the same administration, Biden and the bunch. Now we're letting 8 million people cross the border, and they ain't worried about taking any shots. Think about that for a minute.
Thank you for sharing that. That's a very very educational. So we can finish. I'm going to read you a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate, Robin Ficker. Can you please tell me after each if that information will make you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you one way or the other, okay? Here's the first information. Robin Ficker said he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Will that make you much more likely to vote for Mr. Ficker? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no effect?
More than likely, but I keep an eye on him.
Somewhat more likely, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, sir, Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this information will make you much more likely to vote for Mr. Robin Ficker? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less, much less, or no effect on your vote?
More than likely, but I'd have to take a harder look at him, too.
Understood. And now Robin Ficker will use his position as a U.S. senator to fight to secure a southern border. Will that make you vote for Mr. Ficker much more? Somewhat more?
Probably much more, but it's too late.
I understand. You mentioned that. And that was a good point, you know. Sir, I'm going to read you a bit of information about the U.S. Senate candidate, Larry Hogan. After each, can you please tell me if that information will make you much more likely to vote for Mr. Hogan, much less likely, or it makes no difference, okay? Now, Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can
Trump. Whoa. He's never been a supporter of Donald Trump.
That's what it says. He's a strong opponent of Donald Trump. And Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Now, would that make you to vote for Mr. Hogan?
Then he would back Biden?
Well, but that would, we're going to talk about that as we move along. But that would make you to vote for him much more, someone more, someone less, or much less, or no effect?
Much less, probably.
Much less, okay. How about as a governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors keep their states open. Is that information will make you to vote for Mr. Hogan much more, someone more, someone less, or much less, or no effect when
much
it comes
less.
To your support? Much less. Okay, now Larry Hogan said he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more like, much more likely to vote for him? Someone more, someone less, or much less? Or no effect?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Thank you, sir. Now, to finish this up, I will ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for who would you vote? Robert Figger, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Man, that's a tough question there.
I know it's a little bit more
complicated. I'd lean towards Hogan.
Hogan, okay. And generally, sir, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Conservative.
A conservative? Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you, sir. And the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, so it will assist us greatly analyzing your response. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
Oh, I'm older than 60.
Okay, thank you very much for taking the time to help me, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Okay, goodbye,
okay.
Sir.
Okay, remember what I told you, though.
Yeah, the three person not to trust. I get that in my head. Right?
Yeah,
all right. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You better.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.